Sadvaitam, Bhagavatam, Parijana Sahitam Krishna Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Sakhavitamsa Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandha Tadapate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastite Tapta Kanchana Gurambi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Visavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanta Kalpataru Vrascha Kripa Sundu Vyahe Vacha Patitanam Pavani Yo Vrashna Yo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sri Lord Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srimad Bhagavad Gita Siti Ski Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. A devotee is Samudra. We have Samudra Sena. Samudra Sena. Very powerful devotee. Samudra Sena. Where? Mayapur. Nowadays. Samudra Sena. Samudra Gat. So we have a devotee who is already bearing the name Samudra Sena Maharaj. So all of us should be Samudra Sena Maharaj. All of us. So Prabhupada said here, that is the proof of a person, a Krishna conscious man. What is the proof? The proof of a conscious, Krishna conscious man. What is the proof? In all circumstances, he is fixed in his Krishna consciousness. Either good or bad. Happy or not happy. That is the proof of a man, or of a Krishna conscious man. One who has lost all inclinations for material sense gratification. All material sense gratification is lost. So we are making advancement in Krishna consciousness. It means our interest for sense gratification is diminishing. It's going down. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, that the person who is engaged in Krishna consciousness, you have three experiences. Three. What are they? A person who is engaged in Krishna consciousness, you have three experiences. One, satisfaction. Material desires are less. Direct possession of the Supreme Lord. Direct. For the Supreme Lord. Vision. Experience of Krishna. Direct. You see Krishna face to face. So just like a person who is engaged in eating, you have three experiences. One. No. A person who is engaged in eating. Hunger, yes, diminished, yes. Strength. Nourishment, yes, thank you very much. Nourishment. Satisfaction, yes, three things. Three things. Every bite, every spoon you take, hunger will diminish. You become satisfied because there is nourishment. three things. In the same way, a person who is in Christian consciousness, we have three experiences. Our taste for material sanctification is no more attraction for us. Direct possession of the supreme personality of Godhead. That is Christian consciousness. We said before that it is a tangible thing, something tangible. You can hold it, you can experience it. So Prabhupada is saying here, that is the taste of a man in Christian consciousness. He is full. Because he's so full, nothing deserves him. There is a saying that empty barrels make noise. Right? Empty barrels, empty buckets. If you carry empty buckets together, they make noise. But if they are full, no noise. So a devotee should not be agitated or disturbed in Krishna consciousness. A devotee should be satisfied. The satisfaction of a devotee in Krishna consciousness does not mean there is no trouble. It doesn't mean there is no trouble. In the midst of the trouble, 215, Bhagavad Gita 215, in the midst of all the difficulties is sama, dukkha, sukha. That's a devotee. That I am a devotee, it means that we are practicing and we are elevating our consciousness to this level. And the process is simply to be fixed in Krishna. Just be fixed in Krishna. Mam chayo, yabhi charina. Fixed, steady devotion will take us to this level. Fixed, steady devotion take us to this level. Fixed devotion. Steady. There is a material saying, slow and steady win the rest. The race. There was a devotee competition. In a kirtan. So temple president arranged all the devotees in a line. So kirtan. Who will dance from the beginning till the end will win. Right? Yes. So we'll dance from the beginning to the end, we'll win. And the Christian went for 30 minutes, non-stop. You have to dance for 30 minutes, non-stop. So, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Devotee started. 30 minutes. You know who won the race? Do you know who won? Some devotees, they started immediately. 5 minutes, they are dead. Some struggled for 10 minutes, they are finished. One devotee, he was very gentle. He was counting his steps, gentle. And he covered the 30 minutes, so he won. So steady Christian consciousness will get Krishna at the end. Steady.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Maharaj, sometimes people will ask the question like advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Someone come in the Krishna consciousness movement.
Advancement in Krishna consciousness.
So we look them like very quickly they advance. And we sometimes we feel like some senior devotees there, or some 30 years still there. So how much is in the Guru and not advance? So how we can categorize it?
Well, advancement does not mean Prabhu, I'm not advanced, I'm not qualified, I'm a very low person. It may be false ego. Because I want to see how humble I am. I want people to see how humble I am. It may be true humility. How do we know that it's true humility? A person who is pretending to be humble, or they're not humble inside, is keeping all the grudges there in their mind. One day it will explode. And all the pretension, all the thing we have been preserving, will finish in the moment. I may not say anything to you because I know you can beat me. If you do something wrong, I'll keep quiet. It doesn't mean I'm humble. It's just because I cannot fight you. I cannot do anything. There's no humility. It is foolishness or laziness. A truly humble person, it doesn't depend on years, doesn't depend on any material things. Depend on how much are we satisfying the spiritual master and we are getting empowerment from him. How much are we satisfying the spiritual master with our sincere service and we are being empowered by him? Sri Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur said, a devotee will have strength to maintain the regulative principle easily if he pleases the spiritual master. So devotees who are struggling with the principles, we should understand that we have not satisfied the spiritual master and are not empowered by him yet. If you get empowered, regulative principles become very simple and easy to follow. And it will bring us humility, because the discipline will make one humble. In the morning we mentioned that without humiliation we cannot be humble. So the discipline will make us humble, naturally. We'll appreciate them because they have done some service. Somehow or other, they have done some service. They have come in contact with Krishna. So we can appreciate them for that. But that is not the way. Slow and steady win the race. Slow and steady win the race. Not haphazardly jumping. You fall and break their waist. So let's take it as it is and just follow it. We'll get there by Krishna's mercy. Bahunam janmana janmana mante janama mam prapadente sa mahadma sidurlaba. I missed one line. Which one is missing? Vasudeva sarvamiti. Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Steadiness is Nishtha Bhakti, and that comes after Anartha Nivritti.
Yes.
But if we are struggling so much with so many Anarthas, then how can we comprehend that, we have to practice steady devotional, so like, how can we practice steady devotional service if we're struggling with so many Anarthas, and, if we're even struggling with, a bhajana kriya, like our actual sadhana, then how can we jump to Nishtha?
If we can make progress, we can make progress in our Christian consciousness by carefully looking at the quality of what we do, not competition. Sometimes devotees become unnecessarily disturbed by looking at, this person has become too advanced before me. Oh, this person is so talented in this. Oh, this person is so talented in that. Oh, I'm so useless. Just offer what Krishna has given to you to Krishna and forget about other people's ability. Everyone has been given some talent. Please offer your talent sincerely to Krishna. Arjun wanted to abandon his talent. Krishna said, you are a fool. Let me go and become a brahmana. You a brahmana? You a brahmana? Your senses will disturb you wherever you go to sit there. False renunciation, you don't approve by Krishna. So, trying to compete with this devotee doing that, it is useless. It is not Krishna consciousness. Just offer what you have to Krishna sincerely. You'll be promoted. So bhajana kriya is very, very important. Very, very important. You see, it is so important that it is from there we are going to go, wherever we will go, by the quality of the practice. The quality. Quantity is not, it's not first class. But quality and quantity is good. The first priority should be the quality. So let us learn to offer our talent to Krishna. If you can cook, just be satisfied with that. Offer that very nicely. Just look at how you can perfect your cooking for Krishna. If you are good in kirtan, just offer that to Krishna. If you are good in cleaning, just offer that to. Don't think that I'm cleaning here, I'm inferior to the person who is leading kirtan. It's a mistake. Suppose I'm leading kirtan, I'm thinking, oh, all the ladies in this temple room. Hare Krishna. What is that? Is that bhakti? Many of our singers are like that. Offer your talent sincerely to Krishna. Don't be distracted by this person's ability, that person's ability. That is not your concern. If you put your mind there, you'll be in anxiety. Krishna is telling Arjun, fight because you are a warrior. We have to go. See how 2 verses to finish, we can go. Vihaya kamanja saravan pumam charati nishpriha irimamo nirahankara sasantim adigachati. Very good. Very good. Read the translation.
A person who has given up all desires for sense gratification, who lives free from desires, who has given up all sense of proprietorship, and is devoid of false ego, he alone can attain real peace.
Yes. A person who, whatever the man tells us, we are rushing there to satisfy, is a fool. We will remain miserable. Because the senses will never one day stop ordering us. And what the senses are ordering us to do has nothing to do with our self-interest. All the dictations of our senses are based on, is against our self-interest. Therefore, it's a foolish person who will struggle to satisfy the dictation of the senses. An intelligent person try to forget it. One devotee told Prabhupada, Sir Prabhupada, I'm chanting, but my mind is not chanting. My mind is disturbing. Sir Prabhupada said, eh? Sir devotee repeated the question. Sir Prabhupada, my mind, Sir Prabhupada said, what about your mind? Simply chant with the tongue and hear. That's all. So, forget the mind. Forget the mind. Just chant and hear. Forget the mind. If you want to be successful, please forget the mind. If you want to listen to what the mind tells you, the mind will never tell us anything which is good for us. All the problems we're having is due to the dictation of the mind. This person is your enemy. Just see what he said to you that day. Just see. it didn't say anything to you. What the person says to your body, not you. Is it not? Whatever the man tells us to do, they're all for the body, not to us, the person. So forget the mind. Simply hear Krishna and chant Krishna. That's how to chant. If you want to chant purely, forget the mind. A person who has given up all desire for sense gratification, who lives free from desires. Free from desire means I properly explain the purport. Desirelessness means what? We don't have desire for sense gratification. We don't have our personal sense gratification. We only have the desire to satisfy Krishna. That is senselessness and desirelessness. We cannot make the mind zero. We cannot make the... How can it be zero? Even if you sit silent to practice, the mind will talk so many things. Properly explain that. To become desireless means not to desire anything for sense gratification. Begin at the purport. In other words, desire for becoming Krishna conscious is actually desirelessness. To understand one's actual position as the eternal servitor of Krishna without falsely claiming this material body to be oneself and without falsely claiming proprietorship over anything in the world is the perfect stage of Krishna consciousness. And then after this, Krishna glorifies the person who is on this path. This the last verse. It's a glorification. You know? A person become glorious. A devotee become glorious. When you become pure devotee, become glorious. Krishna is glorifying a devotee in this 72. Esa brahmistita parata. Nainam prapya vimukhyati.
Nainam prapya vimukhyati.
Stitvasham antakalepi.
Stitvasham antakalepi.
Brahman nirvanam nirichati.
Brahman
nirvan. Yes.
That is the way of the spiritual godly life after death.
Yes, start
that
again.
That's the way.
Which is the way? Which is the way? Desirelessness. The previous verse. Yes. Go on.
That is the way of the spiritual godly life, yes. After attaining which a man is not bewildered. Being so situated, even at the hour of death, one can enter into the kingdom of God.
Yes. Yes. Krishna consciousness ki jai. So nice. Very nice. Chapter 3. Oh, before we enter chapter 3, last thing. This chapter 2, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakura, Sri Prabhupada, all our acharyas, they concluded that Krishna taught us in this chapter 2, Vedas, Sankhya, Bhakti Yoga, Buddhi Yoga, Vedanta, the Atma, Detachment, Samadhi, Sannyas, and Bhakti Yoga. Last part of the purport, proper quoted Bhakti Nata Kura, the last part. This chapter 2, Krishna taught us Veda. Sankhya, Buddhi Yoga, Vedanta, Atma, detachment, Samadhi, Sannyas, and Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga. Sannyas before Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, it is called content of the Gita summarized. So after speaking to Arjuna, Bodhi Yoga, detachment from our activities. So Arjuna was thinking, yes, now I can go to the forest. Krishna didn't want me to go to the forest before, but now I can go to the forest now. Because no attachment, right? Detachment, so I don't have to fight again. I go to the forest. But you remember, remember Krishna said, don't give up your duty and artificially renounce. Your senses will not be purified. So, with your knowledge, work. Work. Again, what is this? Krishna, your duty is not to confuse me, but your powerful instructions have put my mind in a different way. So, Arjuna Uvacha, right? Arjuna Uvacha. Jaya sichet karmanaste. Matha buddhir janaradana. Tadkim karma nigore. Mamni yojaya sikhe. Mamni yojaya sikhe sava.
Janardana, O Keshava, why do you urge me to engage in this ghastly warfare? If you think that intelligence is better than fruition work.
See the connection? You see the connection? Have you seen the connection between 2 and 3? Connection from chapter 2 to 3. You have seen the connection? Is there any connection?
Yes.
It's connected. Arjuna's question is based on the instruction Krishna has been giving him, which we explained before. After speaking knowledge and detachment, why do you want me to work again? Why do you want me to work again? So detachment. So what? Then I should now go to the forest. Will you want me to do the fighting? He call it here ghastly warfare. Hare Krishna. Is this knowledge? Is this knowledge? I should not give up work because you have already taught me detachment. And now you still give me work to do. So Arjuna wants to understand. Want to understand it clearly from Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, has very elaborately described the constitution of the soul in a previous chapter with a view to delivering his intimate friend Arjuna from the ocean of material grief. And the purpose realization has been recommended, Buddha Yoga, or Krishna consciousness. Sometimes Krishna consciousness is misunderstood to be nature. And one with such misunderstanding often withdraws to secluded place to become fully Krishna conscious by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. But without being trained in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, it is not advisable to chant the holy name of Krishna in a secluded place where one may acquire only cheap adoration from the innocent public. Arjuna also thought of Krishna consciousness or Buddha Yoga or intelligence in spiritual advancement of knowledge as something like retirement from active life and the practice of penance and austerity at a secluded place. In other words, he wanted to skillfully avoid the fighting by using Krishna consciousness as an excuse. But as a sincere student, he placed the matter before his master and questioned Krishna as to his best course of action. In answer, Lord Krishna deliberately explained Karma Yoga or work in Krishna consciousness in this third chapter. Do you understand? Is it clear? There was a devotee. He has his ashram very close to us. It's like Gaur Kishoras. That's the Baji Maharaj. This devotee, he constantly chants Gaura, 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 throughout the whole day. Gaur Kishoras, that's the Baji Maharaj. You used to hear him chanting Gaura, Gaura, Gaura. So one day he sent his servant, go and tell that man to leave that place. Tell him to leave that place. Or he should chant Gaura. Either he chant Gaura or he should leave that place. But the person chants Gaura throughout. You understand? This devotee chant Gaura throughout. So like Gaur Kishoras Babaji Maharaj sent his own servant, go and tell that man to chant Gaura or he should leave that place. What is the meaning?
Send by authority.
Okay, thank you. Yes. This person is chanting Gaura. Prabhupada said here, this chanting is for cheap adoration.
Cheap?
Cheap adoration. Cheap. Cheap adoration. This person is chanting Gaura. Why is he chanting Gaura? For donations. So people come and throw rupees at his feet. So Gaura Kishoras Das Babaji Maharaj said he is chanting rupee, rupee, instead of chanting Gaura. Go and tell him to chant Gaura, not rupee. Externally, he is chanting Gaura, Gaura, but in his mind, why is he chanting the Gaura for? For a rupee. So, artificial renunciation doesn't help anyone. So, that is not Krishna consciousness. artificial realization is not Christian consciousness. So, we should understand what is work, what is knowledge. We should try to understand. What is karma and what is gyan? We'll explain that in text. A few texts, we explain that, the difference. If there is difference also, but they are similar, we will look at it. Two. Is it clear? Do you understand? Cheap adoration. We shouldn't do things for cheap adoration. Not to just go and do, ghosty. Ghosty Anandi and Bhajan Anandi. What is the difference? Ghosty and Bhajan Anandi. Which is better? Yes. If the Prabhupada did not preach, how many of us will be here in this room? If the Prabhupada did not preach, how many of us will be sitting here in this room? And even if you sit here, you will not be studying Bhagavad Gita. Is it not? We wouldn't be sitting here to study Bhagavad Gita. Maybe we'll sit there for do something else. Not Bhagavad Gita. Yes. But because Prabhupada preach, we are sitting here to study Bhagavad Gita together. All right?
Thank you, Shamanaj. We are quite proud, at least I can say that for myself. And we chant love of Godhead and love for the name's sake and for the love of it is quite far away. And sometimes when we chant, we are going through a lot of things inside. Either we are chanting in anger or we are chanting in agony or in fear. So what would you say, what is the quality of that kind of our chanting?
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, whatever is the situation, please chant. Please chant. Either you are happy or you are not happy, whatever, please chant. Because he knows that the holy name is so powerful, according to Padma Purana, in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, properly quoted. The holy name is so powerful that if you chant and chant and chant and chant more, the name will overcome the offenses and make us pure. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakura is advising us, please, in any condition, chant. But this does not mean that we should be nonchalant in chanting. It doesn't mean like that. We should take it seriously. We should try to chant attentively. And to chant attentively, there are so many things we have to do. So many things. If we have time, next time we'll discuss it. Or outside the class. In any condition, we should chant. A person who chants offensively will not get the result of chanting, which is pure love of Godhead. But our child recommends, if we continue to chant and chant and chant and chant, the holy name will overcome the offenses we are making. That is the superiority of the holy name over all other things. The name will overcome the offenses we are making. If we are trying to chant not 16 rounds, more than 16 rounds. More than 16. The name will overshadow the offenses and drag us out of there. So the name is very, very powerful. Very powerful. So the Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura, he said, Lord Krishna, see, you exist in everything as, yes, super soul. everything. Since when? Since time immemorial. But it doesn't have effect. As soon as a person chants their name, everything will change. Automatically, your name will make the difference on the tongue of a person who chants their name. Therefore, your name is superior to Paramatma. So you should chant. Yes. That is how we get the slogan, chant and be happy. So chant and be happy. So even if you're not happy, please chant. Yes. In any condition, let us chant. We will never lose anything. Yes, gradually you come to qualitative chanting. You have to keep all the principle for qualitative chanting. We have to maintain them. We have to learn the science of qualitative chanting. Then it will rise to that pure stage. In the beginning, the chanting is not pure. If you continue to chant, we'll come to the highest level and realize the goal of chanting. If you keep improving the quality all the time, to improve the quality every time. That should be our homework. The devotee should not be afraid of if I will attain if love of God, if I will make it or not. That shouldn't be our concern. Our concern should be how to perfect the chanting, how to chant very nicely. We should put our effort in that. Two. Yes. Yes, we can take undue advantage of Krishna consciousness. In other words, this process is not for lazy people. It is not for laziness. Krishna consciousness is not a hideout or a denial. Sannyas is not for a denial. I'm incapable, therefore I should take sannyas. That is not the qualification. Sannyas is not for lazy people. It's not a place to hide. It's a place for active engagement, active service. Yes, Christian consciousness is for active participation, working very hard with our full senses for pleasing Krishna. That is Christian consciousness, not the hideout. Yeah, I cannot make it material, let me become a devotee. That's not the qualification. I will be frustrated. Two. Vyami Shriniva Bhakyena
Vyami Shriniva Bhakyena
Buddhim Mohaya Shivame
Buddhim Mohaya Shivame
Tade Kambada Nishchitya
Tade Kambada Nishchitya
Yena Shreyoham Abnuyam
Yena Shreyoham Abnuyam.
My intellect is polluted by your human instruction. Therefore, please tell me, devotee, which will be the most benefit for me?
Yes. Proportion in the previous is that. But as a sincere student, Arjuna is confused. Arjuna is confused here. After hearing Krishna, he is confused. But because what? He is a sincere student, he plays a matter before his master and questions Krishna as to his best course of action. We have mentioned the other day that if a devotee is not clear about instructing the spiritual master, what to do? Ask him. This is what Arjuna is doing here. Ask him. Krishna, your powerful instruction has confused me. That ekam beda. See? Krishna Arjuna said, Tad ekram beda. Please, just tell me one thing. Please, just tell me one thing. So I can be clear about what? My duty. What is beneficial for me? Just tell me one thing. And then Krishna will start to clear Arjuna's doubt. The Prabhupada said, Arjuna therefore wanted to clear up these apparently confusing matters so that any common man could accept them without misinterpretation. Although Krishna had no intention of confusing Arjuna by any jugglery of words, Arjuna could not follow the process of Krishna consciousness, either by inertia or by active service. In other words, by his questions, he is clearing the path of Krishna consciousness for all students who seriously want to understand the mystery of the Bhagavad Gita. So Arjuna is helping us. Krishna is using Arjuna to help us. If we don't have a clear understanding of what is our duty in Krishna consciousness, we don't have a clear understanding of our service, we will not do it nicely. The result will not be wonderful. If you have a clear understanding, then we can do everything nicely. If we're going to cook, you may have all the ingredients. If you don't know how to cook, nothing will come out nicely. You may burn everything. Or you put too much salt or no salt. So Arjuna is making it very clear. Please, Krishna, just tell me one thing. What is beneficial for me? I want to be sure what you are telling me to do, so I can do it nicely. All right. Text 3. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Lokesmin Vividhanishta.
Lokesmin Vividhanishta.
Para Prokta Mayanaga.
Para Prokta Mayanaga.
Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam.
Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam.
Karma Yogena Yoginam.
Karma Yogena Yoginam.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O sinless Arjuna, I have already explained that there are two classes of men who try to realize the self. Some are inclined to understand it by infantile philosophical speculation, and others are by devotional service.
Yes. Purport. In the second chapter, verse 39, the Lord explained two kinds of procedures, namely Sankhya Yoga and Karma Yoga or Buddhi Yoga. In this verse, the Lord explains the same more clearly. Sankhya, or the analytical study of the nature of spirit and matter, is a subject matter for persons who are inclined to speculate and understand things by experimental knowledge and philosophy. The other class of men work in Krishna consciousness, as it is explained in the 61st verse of the second chapter. The Lord has explained also in the 39th verse that by working by the principles of Buddha Yoga or Krishna consciousness, one can be relieved from the bonds of action, and furthermore, there is no flaw in the process. The same principle is more clearly explained in the 61st verse, that this Buddha Yoga is to depend entirely on the Supreme, or more specifically on Krishna. And in this way, all the senses can be brought under control very easily. Therefore, both the yogas are interdependent as religion and philosophy. Religion without philosophy is sentiment, or sometimes fanaticism, while philosophy without religion is mental speculation. The ultimate goal is Krishna, because the philosophers who are also sincerely searching after the absolute truth come in the end to Krishna consciousness. This is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. The whole process is to understand the real position of the self in relation to the super self. The indirect process is philosophical speculation by which gradually one may come to the point of Krishna consciousness. And the other process is directly connecting everything with Krishna in Krishna consciousness. Of these two, the path of Krishna consciousness is better because it does not depend on purifying the senses by a philosophical process. Krishna consciousness is itself the purifying process, and by the direct method of devotional service, it is simultaneously easy and sublime. Here, the whole thing here is karma and gyan. In the beginning, when you get to chapter 6, you will find how Krishna described. In the beginning, the two words used, yoga arudha and yoga arurukshu. Two words. An immature beginner, a beginner. A beginner should begin from active work, active engagement, karma. Karma, activity. These activities will purify us to come to the level of understanding. Yeah. Right? Well, again, we can understand detachment. So the beginning is action, working, karma. We cannot avoid karma and jump to gyan. You don't make it. So this is what Arjuna said, oh, he's confusing, and Krishna is explaining. You have to work. You have to work. This work will purify the soul to come to the platform of knowledge. So, to the beginning of gyan is karma, activities. From gyan, from karma, then we can go to gyan. We can understand, okay, now all activities are binding. Therefore, let me give it up. You cannot do this except you get purification, which will come from service, active work. Active work, active engagement. Working. So the beginning is active service, working. Then we can develop knowledge. Then we can understand detachment. Then we can understand renunciation. Therefore, karma and gyan, they are on the same plate, but having two faces. It's all right? Is it clear? This is what Krishna is teaching Arjuna here. And you see that in the purport. The knowledge of renouncing works is based on our level of faith, nishtha, our level of faith, the level of our understanding. Depends on our level of understanding. How mature is our knowledge? Then it determines how we can become renounced. We can see how activities are binding. Renunciation is where the gyan is. They know that activities are binding, so give it up. They don't go for it. But knowledge. But without this knowledge, you cannot renounce anything. If you renounce anything, I guess I already told Arjuna, you will not do your duty perfectly. So the activity will purify the heart. Then knowledge comes. How to serve Krishna nicely. So now Krishna will explain. Sorry, repeat again.
What is the difference between dualities or impurities and sins?
Oh, okay. What's the difference? What's the difference? Dualities and sins. What's the difference? Dualities? Sins? Impurity? Yes.
Sins are different ones. Dualities are feeling different states like happiness or distress or hunger or lack of hunger. Duality is two aspects of some existence and sin is one.
Duality is?
Duality is like two states of different states of experience, like feeling happy or sad,
okay,
or feeling hungry or satisfied,
all right,
and feeling cold or hot, and sin is vikarmas,
okay.
The reaction of vikarmas.
Okay, something more? We are looking at difference between sin and duality.
Is duality means like inner something else and outside self also something else? Mm-hmm. Like maintaining two personality.
Okay. Thank you very much for your contribution. What brings duality? Sin. A sinful person will experience all the dualities. A pure soul cannot experience duality. Yes, we need a microphone. A sinful life. Sinful life brings all the dualities that we have to experience.
And what about impurities?
Impurity is the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not pure. Impurity means you're not pure. What is making us not pure? Sin. Sin. Sinful deeds make us impure.
Maharaj, here Krishna is calling Arjuna as sinless Arjuna.
Anage.
And in the first chapter, he was like that. He was surprised to see this question that how these impurities come out. That means he's
Arjuna is a pure, uncontaminated soul. He is acting as a conditioned soul. Is acting, representing us. Ajit is simply acting. It's not the conditioned soul. So actually, Krishna is speaking to us, not Arjuna. But he has to use his devotee to represent us. Krishna uses a conditioned soul, wouldn't pass the test. We never ask Krishna this kind of question Arjuna is asking. Once we are bewildered, finish. But Arjuna is approaching. Krishna, yeah, he's intelligent. Yes.
Sir, you say, Krishna is saying, you are sinless, you know this, Prakat.
Yes.
So,
yes, Arjuna is sinless. He's acting. He's just acting for us. Yes, sir.
One more question.
Okay.
Of course, everybody can see many times this Krishna consciousness. Why Prabhupada is doing this Krishna consciousness instead of devotional service?
Why properly using Krishna consciousness instead of devotional service? Devotional service will make us Krishna conscious. Make us become Krishna conscious. So they are together. They are together. I told you they are going to ask me something which was there in my mind. As you see, Prabhupada said in many, many places, something, if I get it there. When I was reading it, I saw it, it was there in my mind, but now. Yes, I've seen what I'm looking for. See, this statement Sri Prabhupada said many times in his purport. The indirect process is philosophical speculation by which gradually one may come to the point of Krishna consciousness. And the other process is directly connecting everything with Krishna in Krishna consciousness. What does that mean? Yukta Vairagya. Everything with Krishna. Why in Krishna consciousness again? That's my question. Do you understand? It's a purport. Yes, connecting everything with Krishna. Is not a full sentence? It's a full sentence. Connecting everything with Krishna is complete. Then he said, in Krishna consciousness. Yes, I want to understand. This Prabhupada said many times. Yes. Okay, thank you. You have something to say or? Okay. Have you noticed this? The Prabhupada said it many times, many purports. Yes.
Means, like Krishna conscious, like in mind, Krishna should be here. Like Krishna consciousness should be here. It's not like other conscious.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Want to say something? Have you seen the place?
Yes, because to be Krishna conscious alone is like a dream. It has to be an association of devotees, following the instruction of Sri Guru,
Very good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes. Connecting everything with Krishna in Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada is trying to show here that we should connect with Krishna with a favorable mind of serving him rather than just connecting to Krishna in other sentiments like Kamsa or
Yes. 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 It means that Srila Prabhupada knows that not everyone in devotional service is doing Krishna conscious activities. There's one lecture Prabhupada gave, first canto, chapter 8, text 20. Prabhupada asks, have you come here to disturb Krishna? Or you have come here to give me some pleasure? It's a lecture. 1820. Canto 1, chapter 8, text 20. It's a lecture Prabhupada gave. Yes. Have you come here to disturb Krishna? Or you have come here to give Krishna pleasure? That means that, like Prabhupada said, some people can be here, but the intention is not to serve Krishna. So Prabhupada is very careful. Very careful. He knows. Says here, connecting with Krishna. That is full sentence. It's complete. And it's adding in Krishna consciousness. That means that there are certain things we do which are not for Krishna. We may use Krishna as a bait. Yes. All right. Another question? All right.
I just want to confirm what I understood from text 3.
Yes.
That the jnanis, they have done their karma part, but they don't have anything superior to it. So they are stuck there. But the bhaktas, they have something superior, but they are not done. Mostly they are not done with the karma part. So they have to go through the karma part. Is it like that?
Can you repeat?
The jnanis,
yes.
they are done with the karma part. They are frustrated with the... They are purified from the karma, but they don't have anything superior to it, the Supreme Lord Krishna. But the bhaktas, they have Supreme Lord Krishna, but mostly we have not done with the karma thing. So we have to purify them.
Yes, that is the whole chapter 3. Krishna is going to tell Arjuna that now, if you do the work with knowledge of detachment and renunciation, then you come to bhakti. Yes, so I'm not just teaching you karma and gyan, I'm teaching you bhakti. Yes, that's a superior. The superior quality of devotees above the karmis and the jnanis. Yes?
Just one question. We see that Prabhupada accepted many kinds of disciples, you know, are not just people who are inclined towards, you know, like a pure devotional service, but you know, people who are inclined towards, I guess, like the more philosophical aspect of, you know, devotional service or like other things. So in that case, like, we can see that there's so much individuality, but here Krishna's, you know, like he will say that, you know, just like a devotional service is best. So then how can we employ the other things, like, you know, dhyana and like all these things? Can we also employ those things in devotional service?
With knowledge, we will know how to use everything for Krishna. When one comes to understand, anyway, he will explain that in a few verses after this. Yes. religion and philosophy should they should mix. You understand? What is religion? Religion is based on principles. Do this, don't do this. This is religion. Spirituality means that now you are acting on those principles mentioned in the Vedas, in the scriptures. Now you are engaging all those things in practice. Yes. Without this, Prabhupada said this is fanatism. And in every group you find, in every group, any organization you find two classes of people. Those who are external and those who are internal. And every time you see the two groups fighting. Because external devotees, they are concerned with the rituals, the external things, the external facilities. They don't go for the essence. And for the internal devotees, they go for the essence. They know who is the value. And they're going for that deeply. So they always have misunderstanding. Yes.
So here is it is like compare this religion to be with karma yoga and this philosophy with this jnana, you know?
Yes, gyan. Yes. Microphone.
Maharaj, if we approach Krishna or the spiritual master, my question is that we are approaching both of them in a same attitude. The way we go to Krishna is, what do you think is the same way that we would approach the spiritual master also? That's my first question. And the second question is that till the time we don't reach the stage of a jigyasu, we are actually going as an, you know, arthati or disturbed person. We are actually just going to disturb both Krishna and the spiritual master because we ourselves are so disturbed.
Yes. The spiritual, bona fide spiritual master and Krishna, they are not separate. They are not separate. They are together. Yes. So if you serve a bona fide spiritual master, you are directly serving Krishna. Sakshat Dadi Tvena, Samasta Sastra. Sakshat Dadi. Sakshat Hari. Bona fide spiritual is what? Sakshat Hari. So they are not separate, they are together. So if you please the spiritual master, you already please Krishna. In the beginning, yes, in the beginning, Rupa Goswami said, in the Nectar of Devotion, in the beginning we do things based on, loyalty. The Guru said, I should not do this. It's not because it is coming spontaneously from our heart. It's out of loyalty to Guru. Guru says, so chances are not okay. That is why some of us are struggling with it. You see, carefully, when we want self-verification, do we struggle with it? We are very active. Is it not? Sanctification, we are very active because that is what we want. But Guru's instruction, we struggle with it because that is not what we want. Wake up 3 o'clock. Oh, 3 o'clock. To do what? We struggle with it. But sanctification, if you have an appointment for sanctification 3 o'clock, it will not be a problem. Yeah, so in the beginning, it's like that. It's out of obedience, not because we want it. See, so great. So it's called sadaka, practitioner. It's a crude bhakta. But Krishna appreciate because we are doing order the guidance of a special master. So he monitor what we are doing and give directions and we continue. Eventually, we rise. We come to the spontaneous stage where devotion becomes a natural thing. It's a natural thing that I don't need somebody, or we don't need somebody to tell us do this before we do it. We do it spontaneously without complaint, without grudge, without anything. Because it's natural. Just like nobody tells you dress up. We naturally do it. Nobody tells you you're hungry, go and eat. No, we naturally do it. nobody tells us, oh, you're satisfied now, stop eating. No, we naturally do it. Devotionality will come to that level that we spontaneously do these things without regulations, rules and regulations. We naturally, it's in nature that we spontaneously do. Because that is our relationship with Krishna. To go to that level, there is work, karma. We need karma to purify the heart, to renounce. Is the purpose of this verse. All right? Text 4. Na karma no narambhan Neskaramyam purusho sute Na chasanya sanadeva Siddhim samadiga chati.
Not by merely abstaining from work can one achieve freedom from reaction, nor by renunciation alone can one attain perfection.
Not by merely abstaining from work can one achieve freedom from reaction, nor by renunciation alone can one attain perfection. There are two things put together here. So let's look at the purport. The renounced order of life can be accepted when one has been purified by discharge of the prescribed form of duties, karma, which we're discussing, right? By this activity, the heart becomes purified. Is it clear? The renounced order of life can be accepted when one has been purified by the discharge of the prescribed form of duties, which are laid down just to purify the heart of the materialistic man. Renunciation is not complete without purification of the heart. Karma purifies the heart. Without purification, one cannot attain success by absolutely adopting the fourth order of life, sannyas. Yes? Yes? Huh? No. Go on. Mike?
Here it is by the search of the prescribed form of duties means to reach sannyas ashram we have to go through this brahmachari, then grihastha, and then vanaprastha, and all these prescribed duties which actually purifies.
Yes.
So it is mentioned in that way?
Yes, that is a Vedic culture. They have to go through this. This was the problem with Daksha. Daksha cursed Narada Muni. How my children have not gratified their senses? They never learn anything. And you're teaching them renunciation. It is bogus. And they curse Narada. You remain in one place. That was it's ununderstanding. So the Vedic culture is like this. You have to gradually get the senses pacified to a certain extent. Well, sannyas is taken at the age of 75. Sannyas is taken at the age of 75, not below 30 like us. Yes, 25, what? 5 years you go to guru for 20 years. That is 25. Then the guru arrange, after looking at the disciples, will arrange. You can remain brahmachari. You can get married. And he will arrange for the marriage. Not the girl, not the boy. Arranging for themselves. The guru who arranges that. Today, is that what we do? Even in ISKCON. Horrible thing, because we are not following the Vedas. That's how we got a problem. This is the whole thing we are discussing here. We are not doing the prescribed activities. That's the whole problem Krishna is discussing with Arjuna here. Right? that is the process. The guru will now... How did Karamamuni and Devahuti married? How did they get married? The boyfriend, girlfriend? Eh? Boyfriend, girlfriend is not in the scripture. Marriage in the scripture, but not girlfriend, not boyfriend. You don't find it in the scripture. So we are acting outside the scripture. So see, we are not human beings. We are not. We are not human beings. We are acting below the standard of human beings. There's the guru's duty. The panchika will, understand?
Yes.
He will do the chat. Okay, this girl is of divine quality. Your husband should be a boy of divine quality. This girl is of demonic quality. Your husband should be of the same demonic quality. This is in third canto of Bhagavatam. Find Bhagavatam proper to explain all this. It's our scripture. You cannot give a girl of divine quality to a girl of demonic quality. It will not work. They will never be peaceful. Their marriage will not be successful. They will not be peaceful. A girl of divine character should be given to the boy of divine character. A girl of demonic quality should be given to a boy of demonic quality because they have the same nature. They can understand each other. You give opposite people to each other. How would they exist? I like this, you like that. So ISKCON devotees, please, let us do the writing. Let us do the writing. We have the scripture, let us follow you, so do the writing. This is a thing Krishna is teaching you. We're on text 4, is it not? You understand? The guru does arrangement and then they get married. They be happy because they have the same nature. Today, I look at the girl, oh, I like your body, come. Tomorrow, when your body... when your body become... disfigured. What will I do? I'll continue with the marriage? No, this is not my husband again. No, this is my wife again. So we are married the body. In the body culture, the boy and the girl never talk to each other. Never. So it doesn't matter whether the girl is beautiful or not beautiful, it doesn't matter. Whatever the guru have arranged, you accept. Today, our marriage is based on the body. Or what is the color of your hair? All anxiety everywhere. The Krishna is, he doesn't want Arjuna to be like this. So he's teaching this. The scripture. Then their first child should be a boy. Why? When you add 25 years, how many is that? 50. When your first child is 25, that means he's mature to take care of the mother when the husband leaves. That's 50, right? From 50, now you enter vanapras at the age of 75 sannyas. That's a process.
So during that time there will be a lot of experiences.
Yes.
Just the breathing.
Yes.
And practically they will understand what is renunciation.
Yes. They have undergone all the disciplines. See, Krishna is telling Arjuna, if you don't get the senses discipline, see the purification of the heart. See, look at the purport. Look at the purport. The heart becomes purified by discharging a prescribed duty, then sannyas. Not what the heart is still polluted. Where is sannyas? Where is sannyas? Krishna does not want Arjuna to be artificial. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said the same thing. Don't do monkey renunciation. Monkey renunciation is not advisable for devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami, go back to your house. Take care of your father's sense gratificatory accessories externally, but in their mind, practice renunciation. When I see your renunciation is mature, I will call you. So he went back and he did the same. See what the scripture is telling us. All these things are in our scripture. Why are we not seeing them? Why are we not seeing them? It's from the scripture, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. All these are coming from there. Why are we not seeing them? We are blind. Because Hare Krishna devotees are carrying these contaminations in their head. We are transcendental. Transcendental. You are transcendental? What is going on in the mind? What is going on in the mind? Is it transcendence? That's cheating. That's cheating. So we should give up cheating and become a true devotee. This is what is happening. Yes?
Madam, I have a little confusion. Here it is mentioned this prescribed duties to purify oneself.
Yes, karma.
Yes. Then one has to, after purifying, one has to go for this fourth order of life.
Yes.
And is it mean that this prescribed duties means the guru has to instruct the disciple to follow whatever till end of his material body and perform? Or is it the prescribed duties till he takes fourth order? Because it is mentioned after purifying, one has to take sannyas.
Yes.
Prescribed duties means, will it be, as Prabhupada, he took his spiritual master orders even after taking sannyas, that was doing that in the form of prescribed duties. But it is mentioned after performing all the prescribed duties and purified, then going for fourth order. So I
taking sannyas means you have nothing to do again. Nirvana. That is not the meaning, sannyas. Understand? Prescribed duty means that there is also a prescribed duty for you as a sannyasi. You have a duty. As Grihasa has, as Brahmachari has, as Vanaprastha has, the sannyas has. So the duty is there. Now it's a higher level duty. Not like the karma again. Now we have passed the level again. You understand? So at all stages there is service for Krishna. There is no time a devotee will not serve Krishna. In whatever it is, now Narayan. Now Narayan. All of you have become Narayan. How? Yesterday were you Narayan? Yesterday were you Narayan? How is it that you just become Narayan today? That is falsity. A falsity. No. All the ashrams have their duty. So we shouldn't be a disgrace in any of the ashrams that we belong. We shouldn't be a disgrace. Not to be a disgrace in our ashrams, there must be prescribed activity. We must do service to purify the heart, so that we can maintain the ashram which we belong. Krishna is going to call us a pretender in text 6. If you don't get the heart trained and become purified, Krishna said, you are a pretender. Text 6, Krishna is going to say that. He's going to call us a pretender. So let us get the heart purified before we take sannyas. So, like here, we come to Krishna consciousness, right? The spiritual master engages in us in so many activities, different activities. And when he sees that somebody is steady, doing, practicing, he's following very nicely, and he sees a very good record, and the spiritual master says, okay, do you want to marry or not marry? Okay, I don't want to marry. Okay, take sannyas. It is not the disciple who should go to the guru. Guru, I want sannyas. That disqualification. That disqualification. The guru should see you, should see, look at your record and see what you have been doing. And look also into your consciousness and see if the heart is purified. And he calls you and you take sannyas. Like my guru there. My guru there, he wanted to marry. Prabhupada said no. Take sannyas. Yes. Because he has a higher duty for him. Go to Africa and preach to them, make devotees from there also. That's how we become devotees, by his mercy. Right? So guru does that. The Prabhupada did that. He sees the heart. Some people went to Prabhupada and say, Prabhupada, give me sannyas. How are they doing it? What are they doing with their sannyas? Problem. But Prabhupada empowers, so you be a sannyas. Not fall down. Like Arjun here. Arjun did not want to fight. Krishna said, I want to fight. Fight for me. So he has been empowered. And when he did that with the whole of his heart, glorified. No problem. Devotees should be empowered. Without empowerment, we cannot do anything. Alright? Yes, microphone. I want to finish 6 before we... Yes?
Maharaj, you like, by purifying one, take renunciation, right?
Yes.
So if you not like become Narayana, as good as Narayana or whatever, you are going through that. So he will receive the perfection. And actually in the translation that even like someone is purified and renounced will not take down that perfection.
We have to do the writing. We have to do the writing. It's not the position that one belongs at the issue. We have to do the writing and become eligible. Then we get the result, the perfect result of what we do. All right?
Okay, and second question. Was talking about this marriage. So like spiritual master, he gave like sometimes he don't go and see, that's why they start saying here and there, they're in the right position, that's in the demonic family or devotee family. But spiritual master, if they connect,
then how that the astrologer thing will work on the
mind? A bona fide spiritual master will know. Even if he didn't go into that, if he tell you, you marry this girl, if you follow, you succeed. Because he is not doing it whimsically, he knows. He has seen them, he knows them, so he's giving that order. If you follow, you will succeed. Let's finish the couple and go. I want to read 6 for today. I have only a few minutes. What do we stop in the purport? Yes, according to the empirical philosophers, simply by adopting sannyasa or retiring from fruitive activities, one at one becomes, it's also here, as good as Narayan. But Lord Krishna does not approve this principle. Without purification of heart, sannyasa is simply a disturbance to the social order. Rupa Goswami says something like this. Srila Rupa Goswami says something like this. Anyone remember? You have studied. Let's talk. That is Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's a different thing. This is sloka. You're not studying? You're not giving? How many slokas you have in Net of Devotion? No. That's Net of Instructions. 4. What are they? There are 4 slokas for you in the Net of Devotion? A Net of Instruction. Yes. 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 We should all know this. Not the sloka. Yes. We should know it. Every property is quoting here. On the other hand, if someone takes to the transcendental service of the Lord, even without discharging his prescribed duties, whatever he may be able to advance in the course is accepted by the Lord, Buddha Yoga. Even a slight performance of such a principle enables one to overcome great difficulties. That's Krishna consciousness. Text 5.
So is it that renunciation through the jnanis, they think like Narayan, they become Narayan, so that is like disturbances. And ultimately who become Krishna conscious and they are also renunciates. So they are the perfect
dependent. In Krishna consciousness we have renunciates. But they don't think they are Narayan, they have become God now. They think they are servants, and they are working like that.
And those who are like jnanis, their renunciation is like that.
Yes, it's not perfect. Because yeah. For them, although they have gotten the knowledge to understand, the other day we explained that this Kama Yoga has 2 phases. One has the knowledge that karma is reactive. But they got stuck there. The second class, the best class of this Kama Yoga, he knows that karma activities are very binding. He has the knowledge, and he engages himself in service to Krishna. So he's superior. He's different. So these people, they get stuck there. Oh, karma is sinful. Let me not do this service. But they have no service for Krishna. Activities are very like Buddha. Activities are very disturbing, they cause anxiety, make everything zero. That's frustration.
That's why we see 2 kinds of sannyasis, like Mayavadi
sannyasis
and
Vaishnava. Yes. Yes. The Adanda is 1, Ekadanda. But our own is 3, not. Because we know that there is a difference between we and Krishna. I want to cover two bases for today. Yes.
We're not Christian, but Krishna, like the word Brahmachari.
Mike.
Like one Brahmachari
become
Priyastha, then Brahmachari and Sannyasa, 75 age. Yes. But anyways, Brahmachari from the 25 age itself, Guru decides that he become Brahmachari. Can he take Sannyas earlier?
Yes. Yes. When the Guru sees this one, he has already practiced it from past, so he can continue. The Guru will give him, and it will be a short. His dandar will be very short. Yes. That's the Guru's duty to see that. Five. Nahi kaschit kshanam api
Nahi kaschit kshanam api
Jatu tishtanti karma krit
Jatu tishtanti karma krit
Kāryati hi avasa karma
Kāryati hi avasa karma
Sarva prakriti jai gunai
Sarva prakriti jai gunai.
Everyone is forced to act helplessly according to the qualities he has acquired from the modes of material nature. Therefore, no one can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment.
So, what's the comment? What is that question? It is not a question of embodied life, but it is the nature of the soul to be always active. Cheta. Right? Without the presence of the spirit soul, the material body cannot move. The body is only a dead vehicle to be walked by the spirit soul, which is always active and cannot stop even for a moment. You see that? Even when the body is sleeping in the bed, what is the soul doing? The soul is dreaming, is going here, going there, doing so many things. So it is a body, a lump of matter, which is resting, not the soul. The soul is always active. Eternally active. That's the difference. Doesn't sleep. So the sleep is the body, not the soul. It's the body that is sleeping, not the soul.
When body sleeps, soul roam around?
The soul is active, doing so many things.
Roam around outside?
Yes.
Then how body is getting great?
In a psychic term, there's something called ethereal cord, connect the soul to the body. Like if you do astral projection, if he leaves the body, you are still connected with the body through that ethereal cord, very, very shining, powerful. Connects the body with the soul. You can use that to come back to the body. And if you become afraid to cut, that means bye-bye, you come back again. Yes, it means you cannot come back to that body again. Yes. So that is connected. Yes, subtle body. It's a subtle body. The subtle body is a vehicle for taking the soul up to the gross body. From one body to another body, from one place to another place. The subtle body takes the soul.
So when we speak of the soul, then we are referring to the mind, right? When we speak of the soul, then we are referring to mind.
Mind is different from the soul. Mind is part of the body. Intelligence, mind, and the senses are all part of the body. We have a gross body, but we have a lower body. It's a gross body. Mind, intelligence, and forceful is the subtle body. So both are material, gross and subtle. Bina Prakriti, Astara. They are all separated energies. There are eight, gross, five, three subtle. Both of them are material, not spiritual. The soul is different from this, from the eighth element. Yes, Lord. Hare Krishna.
We understand that everyone is forced to help helplessly according to the qualities he has acquired from the modes of living nature.
Yes.
Therefore, no one can defend from doing something not even for a moment.
Yes.
So, in this one, where we can find there is an independent?
Huh?
Where we can find there is an independent? We are minor independent.
There is no independence. Independence is our problem. Our independence means we have connected ourselves with Krishna. That's our independence.
Here it's so that not even for a moment.
Yes. We are connected with Krishna. The moment the soul turns his back to Krishna, it's ignorance. That's the beginning of our problem. So there's no question of independence. These fortunate souls, fortunate for the prayer to Krishna. My independence and my free will are my problem. Krishna, please control them for me. I give them to you. Please help me to control them. We will succeed. So he called minute independence. Minute means what? Minute means what? Like nothing. Like nothing. The independence is there because we have a choice. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. That choice is there. That is what you mean by independence. The independence here does not mean my freedom to do what I want. That does not exist. Our independence means that I can decide to be here or to be there. And that is the cause of our problem. So intelligent devotees, we should offer our independence and free will to Guru and Krishna. And his Vyasa Puja Day, we should donate. Then we are independent. That becomes our independence.
So this all things are connected with modes of material nature.
Yes.
Modes of material nature.
Yes.
Modes of material nature, wherever we are dragging us,
so
we are going there.
Everything in this world is controlled by three modes of material nature. Everything. Our food, our thinking, our knowledge, our blah, 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 blah. All of them. Everything. Our charity, everything. Everything is a three mode of nature. We're going to discuss that in 27. We're going to talk about the mode. 27. Text 27, we'll discuss it. So make it simple for us to understand the statement of Krishna and our connection with the modes, how we get connected, we'll discuss it. Can I finish this so that we can? Six, right? Karmendriyani samyamya.
Karmendriyani samyamya.
Yaste manasam smaran.
Yaste manasam smaran.
Indriyartan vimudhatma.
Indriyartan vimudhatma.
Mithyachara sauchati.
Mithyachara sauchati.
One who restrains the sense of action but whose mind dwells on sense object suddenly dwells himself and is called a predator.
here Lord Krishna is telling Arjuna, that renunciation without qualification, without purification of the heart, will not make one able to maintain his position either as Vanaprastha or Sannyas. If you don't do our duty and get the heart purified, wherever we go, our senses will follow us there and trouble us. For example, you see some devotees, they get transferred from one temple to another temple. Right? This temple, that temple, that temple, that temple. The temple is not the issue. The problem is our own hearts. See, if you get the heart purified, you can live anywhere. You can exist in any temple. So we transfer our problems everywhere. Get it resolved. So Krishna is teaching Arjuna here. If you don't purify our heart by our prescribed duty, we will not be able to maintain our ashram. We will not be able to make it. Because the mind will take us to other places, to other things, which are unnecessary. When the mind takes us to other objects, it will delude us and make us to fall. One who restrains the senses of action but whose mind dwells on sense objects certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. There are many pretenders who refuse to work in Krishna consciousness but make a show of meditation while actually dwelling within the mind upon sense of enjoyment. Such pretenders may also speak on dry philosophy in order to bluff sophisticated followers. But according to this verse, these are the greatest cheaters. For sense enjoyment, one can act in any capacity of the social order. But if one follows the rules and regulations of his particular status, he can make gradual progress in purifying his existence. But he who makes a show of being a yogi while actually searching for the object of sense gratification must be called the greatest cheater, even though he sometimes speaks of philosophy. His knowledge has no value because the effect of such a sinful man's knowledge are taken away by the illusory energy of the Lord. Such a pretender's mind is always impure, and therefore his show of yogi meditation has no value whatsoever. All right. Thank you very much. Sma Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. So I forgot something. The other day we talked about Priyavrata Maharaj, right? Did you talk about him the other day? Priyavrata Maharaj? Did we discuss about him? We didn't talk about Priyavrata Maharaj. So Krishna wants us to purify the heart and be a proper devotee instead of being a pretender. Pretender here means what? There's no qualification. We're not qualified for what we are professing to be. We're not qualified. Eligibility is necessary. For eligibility, the heart should be purified. You may be qualified. If you're not a qualified householder, your ashram will be a disgrace. If you're not a qualified sannyasi, also the ashram will be a disgrace. Whatever ashram we belong, qualification is necessary. A person who is practicing, who is not a doctor, but he's practicing as a doctor, how does he feel? You're not a doctor, but he's practicing as a doctor. How does he feel? When somebody knocks on the door, he's afraid. Because he knows I'm not doing the right thing. Maybe it's the police who come in now for the person I already cheated. But a qualified doctor is bold. So if we purify the heart, any ashram we belong will be satisfied because we use it properly.